AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. A presidential candidates debate is apparently in the works. Former President Trump has a news conference planned from Mar-a-Lago this afternoon. He's indicated a debate will be announced soon between Democrat Kamala Harris and him. Meantime, President Biden making headlines in a CBS interview for saying he's not confident of a peaceful transfer of power if Trump is elected.
This is not helpful to the Harris campaign. They've tried to hit a positive note. You hear Governor Walz talking about return joy back to politics. And here you have the President of the United States warning that if she wins, we may not have peace in the country. And I was also surprised, you know, he's the president. And he can say, look, we will have a successful election, and that's what we need in this.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. Tropical Storm Debbie moving north as it swirls over North Carolina and Virginia. The storm dropping heavy rain and flooding and spawning tornadoes. Forecasters say the effects of Debbie could linger in the Northeast through the weekend. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Half of Wisconsin's fire chiefs say they don't have enough money to cover their budgets. UW-Oshkosh researchers talked to 200 fire chiefs. Their study shows a rise in service calls, staffing shortages, and budget shortfalls. Also, more than 10% of Wisconsin's fire departments missed at least one service call in the last year. If crowds are any sign, the excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
So we think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
Harris is introducing her running mate Tim Walz to swing state voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Madison police chief is throwing his support behind the proposed referendum. Without it, each city department would have to make a 5% cut. For MPD, that's about $4.7 million. Chief Sean Barnes says without that money, they'd lose their community outreach team and the gang and neighborhood crime abatement team. Barnes has been on a mission to build more trust between the public and the police department, especially when it comes to communities of color. But he says without outreach, that's just impossible. Plus, Barnes told WISC the city would just be less safe if they made those cuts. And a new building is likely coming to downtown Madison. The state has approved plans to buy the current Wisconsin Veterans Museum building on the square for $9 million. The state would essentially be buying it for the property because the plan is to demolish that building. In its place, they'd construct a state-of-the-art five-story new Veterans Museum. This is just step one of that plan. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Brewers win the series in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers bats with a big bounce back again. After a 10-0 performance Tuesday, Milwaukee came back with another 8-5 win last night to take the series over the Braves, and they did it against veteran lefty Chris Sale, manager Pat Murphy.
We forgot we faced Chris Sale. You know what I mean? Like, this guy's one of the best in the game, and he made big pitches at big times. He was tremendous. Had some things go our way, but we left a small village on base. But then we kept pecking away. Instead of getting discouraged, we kept pecking away, and you got to credit the guys.
NFL, scary moment at the end of practice. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson went down holding his knee after colliding with a safety on a ball thrown by Jordan Love.
I thought it was solid. I'm glad, you know, Jordan, you know, took a shot on that one. Tried to go up and get it. I think we just came down a little awkward. I don't know if it was his like knee or his cleat, but something just kind of hit me in the knee. But I think it hurt a lot worse in the moment than, you know, I thought. You know, I'm just wasn't too serious.
That's wide receiver Christian Watson. The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland this Saturday with sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 75, wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 52. Tomorrow, sunshine still breezy with a high of 71. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Burrow has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted, welcome to Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
On the next Devil's Advocates radio show, Crudy sits down with congressional candidate Rebecca Cook and more polling results from Charles Franklin and the Marquette University Law School poll.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Trump also, I think, posted, Rawls brings hell on earth. Like anyone who's seen the guy, hell on earth is not what you think when you see him holding a piglet or hugging children after he's guaranteed them free school meals. One of the things I pushed and I mentioned to you last week was his record. Joe mentioned his record in the House. His record as a governor, I know, appealed to Kamala Harris. That's the kind of record she wants to have in the White House, where he's passing, you know, securing abortion rights, expanding voting rights, expanding child tax credit, getting gun control legislation done, free school breakfasts and lunches, with a one-seat majority in the state Senate.
If I love Tim Walz anymore, I'm going to go straight for him. I don't know what's happening. Something has happened. Blah, blah, blah. Hang on. Hold, please. Stephen Beschloss said, Tim Walz spent 24 years in the National Guard and a lifetime of public service. Did the Trump Republicans really think trashing his decision to exit the military and successfully run for Congress is a smart play? Seems desperate. Congress, where he helped veterans more than almost anybody has, by the by.
Yep.
And Randy Mayhem Singer said, I just got a text from Tim Walz asking for donations, but also reminding me it's time to change my water filter. Big Dad energy. Okay, let's talk.
This Ray is better.
Wild pack of juice.
She's the one doing it.
Goldberg's here. Gold.
One of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here. Come stick with your baby.
Hiya, Dana.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, Steffi. How are you?
Hi. If only there was some energy and electricity and joy going on.
Oh, it's so wonderful. If only people were laughing and feeling hope again.
By the way, I loved your tweet. You said J.D. Vance tried to confront VP Harris near Air Force Two for not taking questions. Let me say this to J.D. Vance and anyone else. Women don't owe you their time. They don't owe you. She's Vice President of the United States, a position you will never reach. She has to do. Thank you. Not to mention how creepy it looked with his posse of other white dudes stalking her.
The privilege that he thought it was okay to do this. She is not just any candidate, first of all. She is Vice President of the United States. Right. J.D. Vance should never have been able to just walk onto the tarmac. I don't care if he's a senator. She's the Vice President of the United States. We had an assassination attempt on a former sitting president. I don't care if this guy's been vetted. I don't trust him, and I don't trust his guys.
I was saying it's like they are... like systematically trying to alienate every segment of the population. I mean, you said Trump and Vance. Kamala isn't black. She hates Jewish people. She's going to unleash hell on earth. She wants to kill babies after birth. Media crickets. Waltz makes one couch joke. Come on, Dems, drop the joke. It's just not true. I mean, but we're just doing this without the media, right?
Thank God we are, and I love to see it. You know, this is the thing. The people that are going to vote for Trump are going to vote for Trump. There's moderates and there's independents that I think are tired of the hate. They're tired of the BS. They actually believe in a better future for this country. And I don't think a couch joke is going to be what makes them stay home and not vote or write in a name or vote for Jill Stein. Like, I think it's absurd. We need to have levity around this. And the other thing is he's the kind of guy that's smiling while he gives you a little, a little, like, get your crap together, you know? He's doing it with a smile on his face.
By the way, speaking of couch jokes, you said J.D. Vance is definitely going to pull out of the vice presidential debate, and he didn't even do that with the couch.
Oh, my. That's just blue. Dina Louise.
I still love Vladimir. Vladimir Futon is my favorite.
It's okay. The gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
But, you know, but not coming if it's with J.D. Vance.
So. We were just saying... This is like the worst campaign ever. So Trump just gave a news conference, of course, blaming his campaign for how disastrously this is going. I don't know if you saw, Dana.
I did.
There's a poll out showing Harris up by 6 already.
Yeah.
I mean, he's losing his mind.
Did Trump give the press conference, Steffi?
No, he's at 11 a.m.
He's going to. But and of course, as usual, going to blame someone else for how badly this is going. So, you know, what is like someone say like MAGA, you know, she only got the job because she's black. Also MAGA. She's not really black. I mean, they cannot figure out any strategy that makes sense, can they?
They're throwing everything on the wall and seeing what sticks. It's probably ketchup. But other than that, I don't think they have anything. And, you know, I said they were going to try and destroy walls. He's a good man, and they're reaching for anything they possibly can. For them to call him Tampon Tim, that's a bad thing to make sure girls and even trans boys have access to tampons in the bathroom if they need it.
Right.
Make sure that no kid is going to starve. Like, you have to be literally a monster to think these are bad things so that kids feel supported in school when bullying is at an all-time high.
Yeah. And by the way, Tampon Tim is going to stop the red wave. I stole that from someone
else.
Stop it. Okay.
Chris is like, stop telling other people jokes, but at least you're like, I took it.
I don't remember who I stole it from, but someone. Okay. And you were saying that somebody, you retweeted Vance's campaigning in Pennsylvania, and it looks like he's campaigning for Harris. Terrible advance teamwork.
I know.
He's literally under Kamala's. I swear to God. I keep hearing either Veep or Curb Your Enthusiasm music, like everything they do.
It's a sign that says Kamala Chaos.
It does. It says Kamala
Chaos.
But
he's covering up
it. Right, right. But Kamala Chaos sounds like the best WWE name ever.
Like she's a super cool wrestler.
Exactly.
Also, if you were to reverse that sign where those people are set up, there's just a big word that says chaos behind J.D. Vance.
Right.
Like, it's just not good branding.
You just, by the way, you said, look at that, sometimes I'm right. You retweeted yourself from July 30th. You said, I don't think they would announce this without having a card to play. My hope is they're doing the rally in Pennsylvania so Shapiro can introduce and endorse her and her new VP while telling the people of Pennsylvania to vote for them while he continues to serve their great state. That's my hope. There you go. See, this hopey-changey stuff is, right?
Yeah.
Still
I'm excited about it. I think Tim Walz has been an advocate, especially for the LGBTQ community, even before Joe Biden. I believe he was for marriage equality, even before any of the bigwigs came out in favor of it. You know, I'm sure you covered it, but the fact that he was a football coach in the same high school where he was a faculty member and basically started the Gay Straight Alliance because he knew that the optics and he cared that there was a football coach involved in this.
Yeah.
He's just a good man.
I have to keep saying, in 1999... Right. Is when he did that. So, you know, way ahead of the curve. We were saying, this was him yesterday.
In Minnesota, we're making it very clear we're not going to cooperate with these folks. We're not going to extradite people. We're going to say that this is a place where you can come to make these decisions. The community, the trans community is as terrified as they've ever been. We've seen attacks across the nation, even here in Minnesota, and we're now saying we have to be much more proactive. We have to be much more aggressive about making sure that folks are protected.
I said it at the top of the show, Dana. America's not going to vote for their childhood bullies. Trump and Vance are our childhood bullies, and Tim Walz is the guy that you go to that hugged you and gave you a Band-Aid, right?
There's also a lot of women, and I heard someone say this, even Republican women, Tim Walz is going to remind them of their fathers, like good relationship dad. Like, I miss that. I miss being around a man who's actually compassionate and kind instead of, you know, apparently one of the Google searches and some of the other people in offices in Texas, one of the biggest questions they're getting can my husband find out who I voted for in the election?
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah. Yep. Oh, Dana, bringing up all my daddy issues. Well, I was saying, because just the video of him taking the call, because my dad took the call from Goldwater when he took the call to be vice president from Kamala. I mean, I'm spontaneously crying and stuff. Just this. Did you do this is what democracy looks like. Did you see this moment? This spontaneous moment in, where was
democracy
that?
Democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
It's just, it's like you can't even get your mind around. And I don't know what that was. That the one with 50,000?
That was in Eau Claire, I believe.
That was in Eau Claire, in a red district held by a red congressperson. And the capacity, the whole city only has 70,000 occupants.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a majority of the people, and I'm sure they came from other places, but that's a red area. Like, this is not going to go well for them. If every vote is counted, and it better be, this is going to be one of the biggest numbers we've seen in an election in decades.
I mean, people, just all the pictures, right? The people posted spontaneously, the line of people, the line of cars. This is the airport hangar. Mm-hmm. Victor Shee said, now this is what you call an entrance. Harrison Waltz are greeted by an overfilled airport hangar in Detroit, Michigan. Amazing. Bob tweeted, imagine the energy in the home stretch when Harris is bringing out Obama and performers that fill football stadiums. I mean, they're just getting started, Dana.
Absolutely. Someone, I think it was, and I hate quoting Tommy Lauren because she's just a despicable human being. She was like, oh, this honeymoon with Tim isn't going to last long. I was like, oh, honey, this is not the honeymoon. That was the engagement. The marriage is the election. The honeymoon is when they win. Like, I don't think you understand.
Yeah.
This momentum is not stopping just when she names the VP. It's not stopping at the convention, and it's not stopping at the election.
I claim I invented Kamala because I was for her in the primary in 2020, and I kept saying it then, ready for Kamala. But I swear, Dana, for those of us are, and we're not quite old enough to remember, but you know, that's why they called it Camelot with the Kennedys. Yeah. It was like that sense of possibility that anything is possible. And
I
know,
this is
to have
the
these young, energetic people in the White House. And yeah, but go ahead.
I think this is the first time in, I think, 30 years, I may be wrong with the years, that there's not a Bush, a Clinton, or a Biden on the ticket.
Yeah. Yes.
And listen, we know we love two out of three of those names. They have done a hell of a job for this country, but it is fascinating that for the first time in a long time, I think people feel like they're not voting for the Democratic establishment or whatever they want to call that. Kamala is different. And I know some people can argue that she believes in some of the same things and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She is not an old white man.
Yeah. Well, and you said hearing a USA chants for joy instead of MAGA hate is so cathartic. And Chris, I think you threaded something like that about, you know, we've been playing this drop for how many years? We're going to take back the flag,
right.
Take back God, take back this whole, but the whole patriotism thing. Mm-hmm. We're taking that back.
Yeah.
Because we're not giving it up for these traitors.
We're going to use that damn flag emoji.
Yeah. There you go.
Yes.
That's right. And then not just the rainbow and trans one, the American flag.
The American flag.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly. Aw, and I'm sorry that I to buzzkill all your joy because you were the first one that did a picture of Steve Martin and said, all right, SNL, hear me out. but I thought, this is like your mom, Carol Burnett. This is what Steve Martin did. Mm-hmm. He is such a pro, Dana. He made a really good point. He said, Lauren, I'm not an impressionist. You need someone who can really nail the guy. I was picked because I have gray hair and glasses.
Yeah.
And he said it's ongoing. It's not like you do it once and get applause and never do it again. Again, they need a real impressionist to do that. They're going to find somebody really, really good. I'd be struggling. But I thought that's what a pro does.
He's a good guy. I also think Patton Oswalt would be incredible, but I don't know if Patton likes to do impressions. So.
Yeah. Well, also, Steve's 20 years older than Tim Walls is, you know. Uh-huh. But I mean, so.
And Steve, you know, throughout his career, he's learned his limitations.
Right.
You know, that's just not what he does. He knows that.
Right. But anyway, oh my God, Maya Rudolph, I can't wait. Love her. Love her so much.
So good.
Yeah.
All right. Everything is immediately better, as we told you it would be, because Dana's here.
I've heard that.
Okay. 18 minutes.
That's what the song says.
Yeah. If it's in the jingle, it's true.
Yes.
18
it's
minutes
true.
to the hour of this portion of the show. Brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. Okay, I don't know. I'm one of those parentless dog parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except that I am not childless. I have fur children.
Right.
But we weren't sure where they were. We thought they were visiting the president, my nephew, who plays the president in the new Shonda Rhimes series.
Right.
But the president is not. He's still sleeping in the residence upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So I went to look for Bonnie and Clyde because I thought, oh, they're eating their Dr. Martin. They were out on the little love seat just in the yard. Just look at them.
Aww.
But I did check, and yes, they have the Dr. Marty's is half gnawed. Because
of course.
It's, yeah. It doesn't stay down very long.
No.
Yeah, Dr. Marty's nature's. They love it. You know why? It's raw, freeze-dried. Why do you think they make training treats raw, freeze-dried? Because that's why they go crazy for the flavor.
Right.
Why isn't everyone making all dog food and cat food out of freeze-dried?
I don't know.
I mean, duh. Yeah, duh. And doy. Why are you just herp-derping your way through making pet food? What's wrong with you? Dr. Marty puts superfoods in there. He packs so many nutrients and superfoods. It is raw. It is freeze-dried, so all the nutrients. And there are no unhealthy byproducts. All the flavor and, taste isn't cooked out of it. Blah. Shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Oh, they can't get enough of these things. It is just an explosion of joy when I bust out the Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Wow. Wowie. Wow, wow, wow.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures. So it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Say big on your next landscaping project now at Menards. We're your destination for concrete landscaping blocks. We have the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast using our landscape design program in-store or on Menards.com. Say big on all landscape blocks at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at Menards.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh,
well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the
ear, right?
Yeah, that was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like
right, lean left, great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
an unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Stephanie Miller. You got what I need.
Yeah. Would you say he's just a friend? Wow. Would you say he's just a friend? So soothing. Oh, so soothing. Okay, hi. Dan, we were just saying this new poll. We're finally, what we're feeling, you're starting to see. And again, I know we can't, like, we got to go. Don't look at polls. Just keep your head down. You know, vote, vote, vote. But Kamala was up by 6 points among likely voters and 8 points among registered voters. I mean, that we're 2 weeks into this, Dana. It's extraordinary. And they're so lame. J.D. Vance like asked, is he going to debate? And he's like, oh, well, you know, we'll see if the Democrats pull another switcheroo. It's like, oh, yeah, because Tim Walz has only been greeted with pretty much ecstasy by everyone from AOC to Joe Manchin on our side. Like,
right. What?
Oh, my God, they're just running out of excuses. But, you know, Trump really going, are. Oh, she only got crabbed because she had a singer. No. It's like, how do you explain yesterday? Right?
And like you said, the big guns haven't even come out. I mean, the post that Trump did on True Social, I'm not on True Social, but it came across Twitter. He's lost his whatever's left of his ever loving mind.
Biden's going to crash the convention and
crazy thing I've ever seen
and take the nomination back. And oh my God, he's delusional. Yeah, and you were talking about oh my God, Waltz went there. You know about the couch joke, and then you said oh my God, I effing love this guy. That's not even counting the crimes he committed. He's got your number, Donald. I mean, you know this, Dana. Humor. It's our secret weapon. He's funny.
It is.
But without being mean.
Love it. I don't know who they're polling with these numbers. Registered voters, I guarantee Gen Z is not answering polls on their cell phone. They're just not. They're blocking numbers they don't know. They're not picking up the phone, and they're excited. TikTok is exploding with Walls and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I think. Wait, say what?
Hell, I'm Gen X, and I do that. I block numbers.
Yeah, totally.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I knew when David Hogg was one of the ones out front, like, you know, advocating for Tim Walz, that there was something going on. You know, like he just. Yeah.
I've never answered a poll on my phone in my life. So I'm another person that my vote hasn't been counted in that whole little tally.
There is a lesbian joke in there somewhere, but I'm not going to make it.
Stop it.
She hasn't been polled. Okay, listen, here's...
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, my God. Must you take everything beautiful and make it dirty?
She must. She must.
Yes.
She must.
Must I work so blue? Yes.
Yes. Why can't you be like...
Democratic blue.
Why can't you be like that nice Rita Rudner?
Because I'm not.
Okay. Okay, this sketches.
Sometimes life is as much about the lessons you learn as the lessons you teach. When I grew up, community was a way of life. My high school class was 24 people. I was related to half of them. I learned to be generous towards my neighbors, compromise without compromising my values, and work for the common good. My dad was in the Army, and with his encouragement, I joined the Army National Guard when I was 17. I served for 24 years. I used my GI benefits to go to college and become a public school teacher.
I mean, he's just... like I keep saying, created in a laboratory somehow. He's just perfect, right?
He's wonderful. You've got morons on the other side, like Kayleigh McEnany, who's like, Kamala needs to ad-lib a little bit more. I'm tired of hearing the same thing over and over. I'm like, how long have you been in elections? It's called a stump speech. And if I have to hear about Hannibal Lecter and sharks and wit, are you kidding me?
I was going to say, thank God Trump never repeats himself. For 8 years. Yeah, I mean...
Even as a comedian, I don't just tell one joke that kills and I'm like, never going to tell that again.
Never
going
to do that again.
I'm going to tell it at every show and every city I go to. And when I go to the same city in the next year, sometimes I'm still going to bring out the greatest hits because the audience loves them.
Yeah, they want the hits. They really do.
I never repeat my jokes, do I, guys?
You never repeat your jokes ever. You don't repeat
She just repeats
ever.
Other people's jokes.
You know what Trump's campaign slogan is? We are going bok, 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 bok. Okay. Okay, Maggie tweets,
what?
Maggie tweets, supporting Trump is no longer a political choice. It is a statement that you don't care about morality, legality, or the truth. It's true. And you're seeing more of these groups coming over, Republicans for Harris, right?
I love to see it. And it's not just Republicans that, you know, have we started noticing a few years ago, like the Liz Cheney's of the world, where they're like, oh, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, on the other side. Dana Goldberg's here.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in a virtual tie in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Trump is up by 1 point with registered voters. Harris is up by 1 with likely voters. But if President Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading by 5 points.
When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign. So there was a very quick embrace of Harris. That, I think, was interesting.
Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading Eric Hovde 53-46. The state of Wisconsin is moving ahead with plans to buy the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. The State Building Commission approved plans to spend $9 million yesterday. The aging building would be torn down and a new state-of-the-art museum would go up in its place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A longtime daycare facility is closing. The Learning Ladder in Cottage Grove is shutting their doors for good in a few weeks. It's been family-owned for 30 years, but the owners say they just don't have the funding they used to. Child care counts money was sent to daycares during the pandemic, but that money expired. Owners of the Learning Ladder say their state aid has dropped 65%. Of course, they're not unique. We're experiencing a child care shortage across the state. Democrats want to continue aid payments to daycares, while Republicans want to loosen regulations so they can accept more kids with fewer staff. But while state leaders debate how to support the industry, every year, hundreds of child care providers have closed. And the next time you visit a Madison public school, you may have your face scanned. The district is implementing facial recognition technology, replacing a pen and paper sign-in sheet. It also checks people against criminal databases and the sex offender registry. District leaders say this is a much safer option. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sun today, with high temperatures reaching the upper 70s. Winds are out of the southwest, gusting up to 15 miles per hour, and tonight, we clear things out, becoming mostly sunny, bright, and beautiful for the entire weekend with quite a cool down. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Hi, this is Paul Soglin. When I was mayor of Madison, Samba Balde was Common Council president. I counted on him to fight for a fair share of city services for all Madison residents and to protect taxpayers' interests. I know you can count on him to be a progressive state senator. Vote for Samba Balde for Senate on August 13th.
Paid for by Samba for Senate.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Ratcliffe joins us to talk all things sports balls. Brittany Merlot with weather and wine. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Ad Council.
She's confident, determined. She knows this country is better than what Donald Trump represents it to be. And that is the essence of this campaign. And, you know, let's compare Vance and Walz. I mean, you know, Walz is mac and cheese and a trip to the hardware store. Walz is exactly what J.D. Vance is pretending to be.
Thank you.
He is of the heartland. He is not coastal elite.
Yep. Nomi tweets, a hot dish comes to mind when gorgeous lady Dana Goldberg is in the house.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Like a Minnesota hot dish.
Yeah. Oh, someone told me the difference between a bake and a hot dish and a casserole. One's in a round container and the other's in a rectangular flat.
Pyrex.
Something. Yeah. Yes. Hi.
Hi. Just a little correction for people on Twitter. Eau Claire may not be considered a red area, but it is represented right now by a Republican in Congress. So That's why we were saying right now, we need to flip that seat.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, good God above tweets, Donald is too old, too afraid to debate, and too tired to campaign. Hi, media. Remember how you treated Joe Biden? Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I also love that they think Joe Biden somehow is in hospice, but that he is going to commandeer and take over the DNC.
Yeah. He's going to parachute in. Yeah, he's going to rappel up the side. Right. Covey said, I think it's a brilliant move by the Trump campaign to have Vance, the most unpopular VP pick in the history of polling, campaigning in these crucial swing states and then trying to win over female voters by stalking the VP. Very stable genius and behavior, sir. Keep it up. Well, his press conference, of course, he'll blame everyone else like he always does. Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, this is just looks and smells and feels what a losing campaign smells like. Right.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the energy around Kamala, everyone keeps saying this is Obama energy, but this is Kamala Harris energy. And I want to be clear on that. It may be reminiscent of how you felt then, but this is happening because of her and because of Walz. And so I want to make sure that she actually gets the credit where credit is due. We had our Obama moment, and I love that man, and I miss him dearly. This is Kamala Harris's moment, and I want to make sure she gets that.
Yeah, yeah. It's so funny. I was telling you the question I got to answer, the only fundraiser I went to was for her in 2020. And I that was the question I asked her. I said, you know, some people say you're the, you know, female Obama or you're the black Hillary. But, you know, out here in California, we like to think of you as the first Kamala. I mean, and, you know, and of course, she had a great, thoughtful answer to that, you know, but she really is just kind of rejecting all the labels and creating something brand new. And it's just thrilling. John Pavlovich said, we could wake up November 6th and be free from this national cancer of MAGA. It's all in our hands. We are not going back. I mean, the we're not going back chance, just organic, just like fired up and ready to go were.
In order to do that, and I cannot stress it enough, do not walk into that voting booth and hit the presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, and then walk out. You have got to vote down ballot, because if we do not deliver her a House of Representatives and a Senate that's going to support her, all of this is for naught. So make sure that you vote down ballot blue all the way.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, check this out. Hey, Arizona boy.
Hi.
Somebody tweeted, Priz tweeted, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints just stated they are abandoning the Republican Party for this election. There are 2.1 million of them in Utah and almost 500,000 in Arizona. Mm-hmm. If a good percentage of them vote Dem, we could hold on to Arizona and possibly flip. I mean, it does feel like anything's possible this year, right?
It really does. I think Josh Hawley's in trouble. I think Ted Cruz is in trouble. I think Marsha Blackburn's in trouble. If people get out and vote, those are statewide races. So even if your state is gerrymandered, and we know there's a lot, I don't think there's red states. I think there's blue states and gerrymandered states. But if everyone gets out and votes in the statewide election, those senators that we want to retire, we can get them out of a job. You've just got to get out and do it. And I hope people really believe that this time their vote is going to make a difference, because I think a lot of people feel disenchanted in former elections. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this is not one of those times.
Remember we used to always talk about a blue wave. This really has the feel of a blue tsunami. Yeah. It really does. And, you know, we still got time to build this sucker. So, you know, and what I keep going back to the media. Andrew tweeted, Donald Trump's obvious inability to maintain a regular campaign schedule should be a much bigger story. Will anyone ask him that today? Has anyone ever asked him, why are you orange? Let's just start with that.
When did you turn orange?
Yes. When did you decide to become orange?
It's a very nasty question. Never been asked such a question in such a nasty manner.
I love everyone saying that. Yeah. My wife asked me for the remote, and I said, first of all, I've never been asked such a horrible question in such a horrible manner. This campaign cycle's fun. Oh, Jim Gaffigan has been bandied for to play.
He'd be great
to play Tim Walz. I think that's a great.
I love that idea too.
Yeah. I want to hear a little more of the campaign commercial. Eight. Yeah.
Here we go. I coached football and taught social studies for 20 years, and I tried to teach my students what small town Nebraska taught me: respect, compromise, service to country. And so when I went into government, that's what I carried with me. I worked with Republicans to pass an infrastructure bill, cut taxes for working families, signed paid leave into law. I codified abortion rights after Roe got overturned. Because I go to work for the common good.
And we were saying, Dana, he has framed the choice issue, which also, by the way, I think encompasses gay marriage, a lot of issues, by just saying we respect our neighbors. It's none of your damn business.
Mind your business.
Right?
Mind your business.
Yeah. I mean,
unless your neighbor's trying to marry you, mind your business.
Right. Exactly. Bruce in Chicago. Hi, Bruce.
Hi.
I'm
kind of looking for perspective in this political environment, and I'm just wondering if MAGA people are trying to build up their erogenous zone, but for the rest of us, it's more like an Iranius zone.
Erroneous?
Erroneous zone.
Yeah. I think there's something to be said for people that have foot and mouth disease or cranial rectal inversion, but I have a different perspective.
Okay.
J.D. Vance graduated college. Congratulations. He's very smart. And with that, he moved to San Francisco.
Yes.
In 2013.
Yes, coastal elite.
And you're in California. You know this.
Yes.
And he left 2017. So he was there for 3+, maybe 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says that things are bad in San Francisco, you have to realize that he actually was there making better of himself during the time that Jerry Brown was governor.
So he was a San Francisco liberal. That's cute. Yeah. He made some little homemade jokes for us, like I used to make my dad ashtrays in summer camp. Wasn't that awful?
Oh, yeah. We
it's like
so
encouraging,
many.
Like his smoking is terrible.
Oh, yeah.
What was wrong with us?
It's actually weird that we used to do that.
Well, we all did.
You know, candy cigarettes, remember those?
Yeah.
Just encourage children to start smoking.
Okay. One last Tim Walz ad. Here we go.
But enough about me. Let's talk about you. Because that's what this election is about. It's about your future. It's about your family. And Vice President Harris knows that. She, too, grew up in a middle-class family. She, too, goes to work every day, making sure families can not just get by, but get ahead. We believe in the promise of America, in those values I learned in Nebraska, and we're ready to fight for them. Because as Kamala Harris says,
when
we
fight,
we
win.
I've just resigned myself. This election cycle is just going to make me cry continuously. Happy cry every day.
Absolutely.
About something.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember when the election came in 2020 and Biden beat Trump. I remember watching the TV like this. My hands are, my friend of mine took a photo. I'm watching this. My hands are on my face and I'm just bawling. And I know the same thing is going to be happening in November. I don't think we're going to find out the night of, but I know within that week we're going to have a president.
If we have the landslide, I hope we're going to have. Yeah. We'll see. I remember.
You've got all that effery going on down in Georgia, and that's why I'm worried about.
That's right. Yeah. I know. What was I going to say? I remember I was hiking, and it had been like cloudy and rainy and whatever, and I remember the exact moment the alert came on my phone. I swear to God, like the sun, the clouds parted, sun came out.
I started telling neighbors. And then we, my next door neighbors and my neighbors across the street, we all gathered together and everybody had bottles of champagne and we were just having a great time.
Yeah, but imagine the explosion. I mean, look at the explosion of joy this already is, right?
Yeah. And like you said, 2 weeks in, we're going to get another explosion for the DNC. It's going to be very joyful. We're going to have joyful moments instead. And I mean, we probably won't get Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt off, but, you know, we're going to have something. We're going to have something. We might not have Scott Baio, but we're going to have something. But then after that, I mean, just the road to November, it's going to be paved with joy. Every rally, Every work job I have, I know, is going to be electric in room. I've got one in San Diego this weekend. It's the first one since they've announced Kamala's is the actual nominee, and that Walz is going to be the VP, and I think it's going to be an incredible night.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sexy liberal. I can't even tell you, Dana. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Right.
Atlanta was, you know, right before that Atlanta rally with Kamala, right after Kamala was announced. I mean, the place, it's vibrating.
Yeah.
And then New York Sexy Liberal last weekend, forget it. And Chicago DNC, I think you're right. It's just going to be... okay. And by the way, the debate, 15, Claire McCaskill. Oh, my God, I can't wait for the debate with Tim Walz and J.D. Vance.
It's the first time the Democrats haven't had a lawyer as a vice president in a very long time. He came back from college and on the GI Bill, and he stayed in his roots. He didn't go out and be created in some billionaire in Silicon Valley's lab, which is what J.D. and totally funded by the Silicon Valley billionaire. So this debate, especially on the subject of IVF, is going to be a mic drop moment because, as we all know, J.D. Vance voted against protecting IVF, which is how Tim Walz and his wife Gwen had their child Hope.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay. Remember the A Man from Hope? Mm-hmm. Bill Clinton? Mm-hmm. A child named Hope. It's just echoes of everything good in our past.
He does seem very unicorn-like.
The fake president
the
might be up.
The dogs bark on the truth, by the way.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's what they do.
Yeah, it's their way of saying preach. Okay.
Or there's an intruder. Let's find out live on radio.
No, my nephew who plays the president in the new Shonda Rhimes series is here.
Oh, so that's right.
He might have just gotten off. Or his Secret Service got off.
Steffi's name dropping into the commercial. Let's go.
Okay. Hi, Lauderdale, Lisa.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Good. Well, I'm a first-time caller, long-time step-head, and
sweet.
I just was so excited for Chicago. June 2nd, 2023, I bought 6 VIP tickets, not knowing who I was going to bring, but I was so excited back then, and you can imagine how excited I am now.
Oh, my God. Right? We had no idea if you would have told us, like, 3 weeks ago where we would be. And you heard we just added Mark Hamill, right? Mark Hamill to panel in Chicago Sexy Liberal.
Big Star Wars fan, too. One other thing I wanted to say, instead of walking on sunshine, we should revisit Pocket Full of Sunshine. There's some really good apropos lyrics in there, like "You're never gonna break me, sticks and stones, never gonna shake me." Oh. You could, but you ain't gonna own me, do anything that you can't control me.
Yeah.
And there's a place to go where there's no more lies and only butterflies.
Oh wow. Or we might just have to go with
lyrics.
Beyonce Freedom. I don't. It's we're gonna have to have a whole contest for a new theme song.
Absolutely.
Yes, Chris LaVoy.
Have a little bit of breaking news.
Yes, sir.
It appears that Trump is backing down from his Fox News debate ultimatum.
Huh?
And let's see. And is reportedly open to returning to ABC or proposing a new debate with NBC News.
Whatever, madam. Whatever, bring it. I love your "Say It to My Face" T-shirt, Dana. By the way.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much.
This is my big gay Kamala shirt.
Okay. I like your big gay Kamala shirt, too.
Thank you.
It's very bright.
Yes.
Very bright.
And this campaign is full of heart. I have my heart on.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, 47.
If the gays are known for something, it's not for being muted. So
that's true.
It makes sense that it's a bright shirt.
Very bright.
47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Oh, the OG sexy liberal company, right? I guess that means I stole my act from them, like Dana's accused me of many times. I always say Dana
it's
Goldberg
only
says.
After you say it first. I never accuse you. I just echo what you've said.
Okay. Join Credo Mobile, America's only progressive phone company. They share your values, and every month they donate tens of thousands of dollars to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, the Transgender Law Center. They've given over $95 million. This ain't no party. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. They're serious about their activism. When you join Credo Mobile, you get everything you need. You get the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and great customer service, and a way to make a difference in the world.
Yes.
And switching is so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Come on. Get in. Let's go. Learn more at CredoMobile.com, CredoMobile.com, or call us at 877-346-0516.
It's brilliant.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with PowerLife High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Jody Hamilton's Petting Zoo. Oh, look at her petting the baby Bonnie. Oh. Okay, Bonnie and Clyde, do you see how happy and satisfied they are? They have had their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend this morning.
Yep.
Do you see that just that calm, that, oh, they love it so much. Superfoods, right? It's when I did my health reset, I did all superfoods. That's what's in there. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, all kinds of antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. Yeah. They love this dog food. It's raw. It's freeze-dried. The flavor is like kaboom. You can smell it when you open the bag. I love it so much. I love their Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. Nature's Plain Kisses are the best.
So you're the lady on the street that huffs the dog food.
I do. Okay. I do huff dog food. Okay. Well, only this dog food.
Okay.
Yeah, Nature's Plain. Okay. You don't. It's not cooked on high heat, so you don't like lose all the nutrients and flavor, and then you have dangerous byproducts. Ew. No. Boo. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is save up to 54% off and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs cannot get enough of these wild caught cod skin treats. Oh my God, they love them so much.
Whoa.
Yeah. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Mac tweets, J.D. Vance is opposed to birth control and contraception. He supports the pull-out sofa method. Inspired by Steph and Dana. Is that stolen? Just inspired by.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, here's Mehdi Hasan to get your reaction to. Are they calling Kamala Harris anti-Semitic?
Yes.
Because she didn't pick Shapiro, which would be a great shock to her husband.
Yeah.
Right.
But the call went out on one of a right-wing WhatsApp group because they're all doing it. Ari Fleischer, Newt Gingrich, they've all been out. Nikki Haley, Ted Cruz, they've all been piling in. But it's anti-Semitic. I think Eric Erickson said today there's no Jews at the top of the Democratic Party allowed, to which Chuck Schumer responded, news to me. And it's not just a Senate Majority Leader who is Jewish Democrat, by the way. All 10 Jewish senators in the United States Senate are Democrats. 24 of the 27 House members who are Jewish are Democrats. All four governors in America who are Jewish are Democrats. The Secretary of State, the Treasury Secretary, the Attorney General, the Homeland Security Secretary, and the Second Gentleman are all Jewish.
Also, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, when you're the party that has people, the Nazis showing up with the swastika flags, maybe you sit this one out, right?
Yeah, I don't remember the last time there was a Jewish person on the Republican ticket ever. I don't remember in my lifetime when there was a Jewish person held president, vice president on the Republican Party. No.
Right. You know, I know. It's, one last one, Mehdi Hasan.
Look at the Republican Party record. Vance is saying this is anti-Semitic. The guy is running alongside Donald Trump, the most openly anti-Semitic presidential candidate we've seen in our lifetimes. This is a guy who hosted a Holocaust denier for dinner at his home less than 2 years ago, who says American Jews are disloyal to Israel, constantly says that, who famously praised Nazis, saying Jews will not replace us as very fine people, who last week was on a radio show where he agreed with the host calling Doug Emhoff a crappy Jew. Today he called Adam Schiff Shifty Schiff. So Republicans really need to sit this one out.
Yeah. By the way, I just who is this guy, the seat sniffing guy?
He's
right wing podcaster.
Right wing podcaster influencer. Yeah.
This is the worst campaign ever. So he did that because I know Barron told him to.
Yes.
And he picked J.D. Vance because I don't know cocaine dummy told him to.
Right.
Like,
I don't buy that. He picked them because Peter Thiel told him.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that too.
Trump.
I think they probably wanted J.D. Vance. I don't know if you've seen a picture of Eric Trump lately. He blocked me on Twitter, but I just saw one. He's growing a Vance beard. I don't know how long he's had it, but I think he's trying real hard to look like that guy.
Oh, God.
He just wants daddy's love.
Oh, God. I'm Eric. Okay. I think he says that so much because Trump still doesn't know which one he is.
Yeah.
I'm Eric. Hi, Sue in Louisiana. You're on with Dana Goldberg.
Well, hello there. How are you?
Well, good. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, we're very fired up about this energy that we have now in the Democratic Party and in this election, but we can't pull another Hillary. We were very fired up then. Thought there was no way she could lose.
Not like this.
So
yeah.
Sometimes all this positive feedback tells people, oh, we got it in the bag, and they stay home and they don't vote.
Yeah, well, no. We've learned our lesson. Wait, don't get happy. The Bob Seska rule is in effect. Don't get happy, but also don't steal our joy. I know it's a hard balance, Dana. But
that's a tightrope you're walking there.
Kamala Harris sees his lead over Trump in both major polling averages, in addition to this other new poll that has her up by either 6 or 8. But, you know, I agree, Dana. We do have that PTSD from 2016 that we have to
100%
remember.
100% we do. I mean, polls don't vote. We've got to get out. We've got to vote. And it is exciting to see them up. I think the one thing that I can say is that when Fox News is putting these polls where Kamala is beating Trump by so many percentage points, it does come in handy later for these fake electors that are going to try and challenge and not certify the results when Fox News is already saying hey, these numbers could be possible. She was up by 15 points in September. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this one, I didn't realize that 30,000 were in the Wisconsin rally. People shared, you know, cars are lining up for 2 miles, more than 3 hours before they're expected. Troopers had to turn people away. Everything Trump lies about is actually happening on our side. So anyway.
There's so much cosmically, if you follow all of the woo stuff, and I do, as you know.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome the punk band Radio for Pets, who will blow the roof off the joint live in the studio, and Milwaukee-based actress and comedian Alicia Alstetter.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.